It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning there, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
Good. Have you looked at my Facebook page yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you worry about mice. I was walking out to my car this morning with my recyclables in my hand because I'm going to recycle them. And I looked up as I got to the car, and about 15, 20 feet away was a bear looking right at me. Now, I do what every American and every person in the world does. I say to myself, stay calm. I was right by the car. I pulled out my phone, and as I was moving in the car, I took a picture of him, right? Because I thought, right. I thought he'd turn and go away. So I get in my car with a bag of recyclables, and I shut the door. And he decides to walk up to the car. And he's in front of the car. And he's on the by the side of the car. Pat, this bear easily was 600 pounds.
Oh, my.
You've got to look at my Facebook page and see the pictures. And he moseyed on by. And after he moseyed on by and went down the road, I said to myself, well, that was interesting to meet a bear who was – because my bear cam when I got up this morning showed a bear around my house in the rain last night, looking for cover. But you know, to meet a bear who's looking for food in the morning and you're only 10 to 15 feet away from him.
So that's amazing, but he didn't come by the car, huh?
Oh, no, he did. You'll see the pictures. He was right in front of the car, right to, by the side of the car. No. He was.
And he looked at you?
What?
He looked at you?
Oh, did he look at me? No, because he looked at me when I was standing there. And right. When I got in the car, he obviously figured, what the heck, you know. But it was amazing. Wait till you see the pictures. Wait till you see the size of this bear. This bear, even if I had all my doors locked, this bear could easily push through those doors. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Big bear. But that's what you get for living out in the country, you know.
Yeah, but you're going to have to be a lot more vigilant when you go out in the morning.
I'm just glad that it gets lighter earlier now. So at 4:45, it was light enough where I could see him. You know what I mean? Him or her, anyways. Yeah, Jesus. She's just right.
I'd be scared of that. That's for sure. No doubt about it. Well, weather-wise, cloudy, humid, showers, a thunderstorm. This is all scattered. 80 degrees today. Showers and a thunderstorm tonight, mid-60s. Early showers tomorrow, and we're talking before 9 a.m. Otherwise, afternoon clearing, and you're in the mid-70s. It should be nice. Partly sunny, pleasant Sunday, low 70s, cloudy periods, cool. Could even be a shower on Monday. Highs will only be in the 60s, and then we'll moderate right after that. So it's really one cool, unsettling day, and that is Monday, June 1st. And as you could see, I gave our weekend a 9 out of 10 because I really do think that it's not going to be rainy and the temperatures are going to be pretty decent, so I think it's going to be a pretty nice weekend.
Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
We've earned it.
I'm heading to the lake tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow night. I'm hoping, we spoke to the contractors yesterday, and they said they were just about finished. So hopefully they'll be finished today, and then when I go up tomorrow, I could clean up. Because when I tell you, you know, there were boxes of siding in the porch. There were tools all over the place. I mean, in the kitchen, all over the place. So all of that will be out of there and straighten up. And then hopefully, next weekend would be, the weather provides, nice, will be the first weekend that I'll stay up there.
And so Shirley won't go up with you this weekend. She'll go up next weekend.
Well, yeah, we're only going to go for the day. So, I can see bringing her up. Only because of with the mess and everything like that, where is she going to stay? She likes to usually hop on the bed in the bedroom, but that right now is completely covered with a very, very hard plastic. Okay, so that,
You don't want to get her out of her comfort zone. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and she if she wasn't there, she'd be on the chaise lounge in the porch because it's high enough for her to see out over the screen porch, and she could look at the lake and see everything that's going on. And that right now is completely covered, with tons of stuff. So it's just, just a little too messy right now to bring her. So I'll leave her home, and then next week we'll bring her up.
All right.
So that's the plan.
So you've got your weekend all planned out.
Yeah. And, Sunday, just relax. And that's it. I did 3 more hours of power washing my back patio yesterday. And, it's one thing to hold that wand and spray the side of your house.
Yeah.
And it's another thing to hold it down and constantly go over the concrete cement until you get it clean. I don't have to tell you about the muscles that you use, not only in your arms, but your back. So I was pretty tight yesterday when I finished all of that.
Yeah, the back and the back of your legs and your arms, yeah. And then you're holding it, so you're grabbing it tightly. Yep, yeah.
Well, yeah, and you have to hold the trigger to keep it going. So, and I'm thinking to myself, I really have to invest in a power washer that has a wider nozzle. The nozzle on this one is about 3 inches.
What you have to invest in is a person that will power wash it for you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Your power washer and use the money to pay a guy to come and power wash for you. That's my answer to the problem.
Yeah, that is. I would do that, but right now it's costing money with this cabin, so I'm trying to do as much as I can without having to pay for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, if you ever want my advice, it's always get somebody else to power wash.
To do the work. That's right. Yeah.
At the end, you have no sore muscles. You have a nice patio, and you sit out there and you have a cocktail or two, some lasagna, some spaghetti.
Yeah, well, right now it's definitely nice and bright and clean. So that's it for the season. It'll be done once a year at the beginning of each season, and that was it for this season.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend. You back on Monday?
I'm back on Monday.
We'll speak to you Monday. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.